Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's why.
When it's twilight in Boston, that's something I know about, 'cause I've spent many walks, lonely walks, in the twilight, all through Boston and those suburbs. Right now I'm imagining the public gardens, the public gardens by where the swan boats are, and by the entrance that goes up to Beacon Street. Walking up Beacon Street through the back bay there, a few clouds heading for Kenmore Square. When it's twilight in Boston, taking a left, going by the Fenway, by the marshland part, the little memorial by the Victory Gardens, one of my favorite parts of town, those little plots of land. And it's getting darker, mosquitoes are coming out now. Twilight in Boston, headed for the Riverway, headed for the Jamaica Way now. Yeah, time for adventure now. When it's twilight in Boston, when it's twilight in Boston, time for adventure.
Good morning. You are listening to the Cat's Pajams on 101.9 CITR FM. coming at you from Vancouver, British Columbia. To start the show off today, I played a little track by Jonathan Richman called Twilight in Boston. It's off of his 92 album called I, Jonathan. And one of my favorite artists, he is playing tonight in town at the Biltmore. So I'm very excited about that. I've seen him once before, but he was in Vancouver like this time last year and I was unable to make it, but he is back. He tours a lot, which is sweet. I highly suggest you go out and dance with Jonathan tonight. Up next on the show, I'm going to play some tunes, a song from one of my favorite releases in recent weeks, the album by Girlpool called Before the World Was Big. Girlpool is a duo of Cleo and Harmony. They are from Los Angeles, but they relocated to Philadelphia, I believe. They're really great, and they just released their first full-length album, and it did not disappoint, in my opinion. So I'm going to play a track off of that called Cherry Picking.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I was cherry picking. I was cherry picking dreams. I was cherry picking. Did you ever think of me? You were hot and heavy. You were hesitant, it seemed. When I'm cherry picking, I always know you're gonna leave. Thank you.
I can see.
Still see you standing so solemn and cold in a white dress and blindfold knee deep in the snow, with the birch trees just like swords touching the sky in a silent port, like an army of your
Welcome back. You are listening to The Cat's Pajamas, and you just heard a track by Eskimo, which is the project of a gal named Gabrielle Smith. She has released her first album called OK on Double Double Whammy. She has a lot of stuff on her Bandcamp, and she's also associated with this cool collective of musicians on the East Coast called the Epoch. She plays in a bunch of bands, including Bellows, and she's in Frankie Cosmo's band. Great album from her. Before that, you heard a track called Best Friends by the band Boos Gumps from New Jersey. And before that, you heard a track by Girlpool, their best friends. Their song was called Cherry Picking, and it's off of their brand new album called Before the World Was Big. Up next, I'm going to take a turn with a different genre. We're going to listen to a band from Memphis called Knots, and they released a really excellent album last year called We Are Knots, and they are releasing a 7-inch single off of Goner Records on June 23rd, and this is the A-side to that called Virgin Mary.
We'll be right back. the world's most boring city. I repeat, the world's most boring city. You literally can't do anything here except pay for overpriced drinks and food and potentially enjoy some
Vancouver
music.
Is known
you actually don't
to
enjoy
be a dull,
but you're pretending to
boring,
enjoy
so that you lay in
with a bunch of people
pathetic
you don't care about.
Absolutely drab, soulless.
I don't know what else to say. You suck, Vancouver.
You suck.
Oh. Oh no. Well, at least we have Discorder.
Pick up a fresh edition of Discorder magazine at your local venues and record stores. We have the latest news on venues, concert reviews, cultural events, and more. This month features articles on Stefana Fertilla, Softus, Tim the Mute, Levitation Fest Vancouver, and Music Waste. Special thanks goes out to this month's sponsors, including Mint Records, The Rio Theater, Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
All right, that was a track by the band Tomboy. They're from Boston, and that was their track Emma off of their recently released album called Sweetie. And before that, you heard Mother Tongue. They're from Providence, Rhode Island. Lots of East Coast bands I'm playing today. They were here in Vancouver not too long ago. Played a show with Weed and a couple other local bands, and I was very into them. They're great. That was the track Snakes off of their cassette Tread on Me. And at the top, you heard Knots with their new single called Virgin Mary. Up next, I'm going to play a band called Fountain. Play them on the show a bunch. I think they're my favorite band I saw at Music Waste this past weekend. Music Waste was super fun. And Fountain will be in Vancouver a couple more times this summer, I believe. They are also playing Sled Island, which is cool. And they released a fantastic new cassette called Fountain 2. Very appropriate. So I'm going to play you a track called Two Ugly Doves. All right. That was a track by the Irish band Girls' Names. They're a great band. I feel like they don't always get a lot of recognition. Their last album, The New Life, was very good. That, I feel like, got a lot of recognition. But they have their third album due in October called Arms Around Division. And that is one of the singles they've released so far called Reticence. Yeah, really, really good. Before Girls' Names, you heard Dark Glasses, which is a band from Victoria. That was the track Rain off of their self-titled. And the bassist in Fountain, which is the band I played before Dark Glasses, he started Dark Glasses. That's his project. But I played Fountain before that with the track Two Ugly Doves off of their brand new cassette called Fountain 2. Got a bit more of the show left. I have 3 more songs to play, so I'm going to get going on that. I'm going to play a track by Walter TV, who will be releasing a brand new album any second, I believe, by the end of June, I think. It's called Blessed, and this is the first single off of that. It's called Surf Metal. Here we go.
Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary June 24th to 28th. 5 whirlwind days with over 300 bands, films, art, and comedy across 30 venues. Curators Godspeed You Black Emperor Top of Bill featuring Television, De La Soul, Yola Tango, and more. Visit sledisland.com for details.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community, was born 3, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
Tune in every other Wednesday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. for UBC Arts on Air with your host, Ira Nadell, as they offer you scintillating profiles and unusual interviews with members of the UBC art world. Tune in for programs, people, and personalities in arts.
Okay, that was a track by White Poppy. She's an artist from Victoria, but she lives in Vancouver now, I believe. She has released tons of great music, but she has a new record out on June 23rd called Natural Phenomena, and that was a single called Confusion. Before that, you heard Walter TV with, what's that called? It's called Surf Metal, and their album is also out soon, by the end of June. This has been The Cat's Pajamas on CITR 101.9 every Friday from 11 to 12. Stay tuned. Dave Radio is up next, and I will see you all next week. I'm going to close out with another Jonathan Richman song. However, it is a cover that Galaxy 500 put out off of their album called Today. It's a great cover. Very different from the original, but yes, I hope you all have a good weekend, and farewell.
We'll be right back. shall remember.